This is episode 1910 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series as we explore the theme of peaceful sleep. Throughout this week's series, you've discovered tips and techniques and even some dream interpretations, all to help you experience a little more peace in your life so you can sleep better. We often think that when we want to sleep better, we do everything at the tail end of our day as we ease into our evening, and that this is what will primarily help us to sleep better. But actually, having a good night's sleep starts early in your day. It's when you experience peace throughout your day that allows you to let the dust settle and ease into a beautiful night's sleep. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a meditation technique you may not be so familiar with if you're a new listener, and that is a mudra. Mudras are ways you position your hands or your fingers to activate your nervous system in a particular way. And when you do this, it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. It works in a similar way as yoga. In fact, mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. Think of all the nerve endings on your fingers and on your hands. So the mudra that you do today is easy, and I can explain it to you without you really having to see a photo of how it's done. But if you need to see a photo of how it's done, you can head over to the Sip and Om meditation app, because there I have a slowdown guide with the techniques for the whole week on this guide. When you go over there, you can subscribe to the app for 2 weeks free access to the full app of over 1,900 guided meditations. They are half-hour guided meditations, and I take you a little more deeply into meditation than I do here on the podcast, where I share with you tips and techniques. Now, these tips and techniques you can do anytime throughout your day, whether you are seated on your meditation cushion or in your chair, or going about your day. Maybe you are in line at the grocery store, or you are having a difficult conversation with someone, and you could do a simple meditation technique, especially the mudra. So again, you can pick up the slowdown guide at the Sip and Om meditation app. It is a simple mudra, though. I think you'll understand how I explain it to you. What you're going to do is place your hands on your knees or on your lap, whichever feels most comfortable for you. Place your palms upward and then touch your thumb tip to the tip of your ring finger. That's it. Your other fingers are just gently extended outward. Your thumb tip to your ring fingertip. This is the Prithivi Mudra. That's the Sanskrit name for this mudra. Mudras are 5,000-year-old techniques. And what this Prithivi Mudra does is it helps you to experience a sense of peace and well-being. It helps you to feel connected to that best part of yourself that you tap into each time you sit down to meditate. You can hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so, releasing it at any time. It's a pretty simple mudra to hold, so you may be able to hold this for even 10 or 15 minutes at a time. So I want to share with you a little insight to experience a bit more peace to help you sleep better. I encourage you to walk, to take a walk, if possible, in nature every day. Even if it's raining or snowing, of course, if the weather is serious, you don't want to go out there. Most days you'll have fine weather. And if you do notice that it's very cold or very hot, just remove layers of clothing in the heat or bundle up if it's cold. Try to experience whatever the weather's doing. As I record this, I live in Florida and there is a major, actually it's a Category 5 hurricane offshore in Florida. It's not supposed to hit us, although you never know with hurricanes. It looks like it's going to turn north, but we are already experiencing bands of rain and wind from the hurricane, and it's incredibly humid out. It's oppressive. And I went on a walk, and when I came back, it looked like I had taken a shower. I was just drenched, and I saw many other people out walking their dogs, and they likewise were just drenched. It is so humid out there, but I feel so much more peaceful. The cares and worries of my day were released a little bit more than if I had stayed indoors in my house. And when you give yourself a bit of exercise to stretch, even if you do some yoga asanas, yoga postures, I should say especially if you do this, because yoga calms your body so your mind can relax. So you might be in a yoga class. I know many of you are. You might do yoga every day. I do yoga every day. Or you could just Google a yoga video and do that before you go to bed at night. These are ways that help your body feel peaceful so that your mind can relax. So this is your technique and inspiration for today. You are so worth slowing down for.